Want to hear a piece of history? That's a more than century-old pipe organ purchased with help from the Carnegie Foundation. Andrew Carnegie is remembered for his philanthropy. The industrialist wound up giving away an estimated 90% of his fortune to causes like libraries and education. But less known was how he helped many churches and community centers obtain pipe organs. The foundation called the organ matching gifts benefactions. More than 8,000 were manufactured and distributed around the world, including 207 here in Illinois. But that was a long time ago, and tracking down those organs, if they still exist, requires some detective work. Paula Romano is a concert organist, teacher, and early music scholar. She joined me to talk about the effort.
This was a benefaction that was not widely known, and this came after the time when he gave the money for the libraries, and libraries went really all over the world. But the organs did too, but there were not as many as we have, you know, throughout the United States. In Illinois, though, Illinois was the third largest number of organs that the foundation helped to provide the money for, and there are 207 in our state.
But of course, not all of those are still operating.
I've unfortunately found some stories of where the organs were just dismantled because the church had no longer been viable, or they couldn't raise money to keep it tuned, things like that. Occasionally you find that they might end up in somebody's basement or taking a ceiling out of a room and putting an organ in there, but sometimes they were given away. They were given to other churches to use. One such place was an organ that was in-house already, and the people didn't know what to do with this house, but they gave it to a university in Michigan, and all of a sudden it became one of the practice rooms or one of the small recital halls. There is in Virginia, Illinois, in a town of 1700, there is one, it's a Hook and Hastings organ, and what's so unique about it, the only thing that has been done in this 130 years has been that they just put an electric blower on it. And that one, when my father was a little boy, he used to pump that. That was his way to give his service to the church. And so he would hand pump it, a little wind machine, and you had to keep it pumping or to keep the air in it. But he had to also do it when the organist was going to practice. I think he was looking forward to getting a little bit older so he didn't have to go do that. But I've been able to identify almost 90 of the 207 organs, which all came from one builder called Hook and Hastings, which is out of Vermont. And then there is another company, which is out of the Pekin, Peoria area, and it's Hinner's. They were quite prolific in their instruments that they put in around our area. And it was not a name of an organ builder that I knew that well, but another forgotten thing for Illinois.
Do you know why Carnegie was so interested in giving organs? The library thing makes some sense to people, mm-hmm. but maybe the organs, was there some personal connection there?
He sort of had an Anabaptist. He was a Swedenborg, but enlightened thought, not much doctrine. But he gave a church to the church where his family had attended. And before he knew it, there was a Catholic church that heard about what he had done for his home church, and on it went.
Do we know how many of the 200-plus that were given in Illinois are still in use, though? Do we have a pretty good number on that?
Well, that's where I'm a sleuth right now. I've been sleuthing for a couple of years. And we have 97 Hook and Hastings, and I've been able to find out what churches they are. Part of it, not all of these instruments went into wealthy churches. So wealthy churches could afford to change everything around and say, I want to get a blank and blank electric organ, and so they might have been taken out. These instruments, I think, that have stood the test of time.
I would imagine through the decades, fewer and fewer people know how to play these instruments.
Not true. Because it's been the other way around. You think that it is diminishing. To be an organist is you have to be an entrepreneur yourself. And you have to spend a lot of years going to school. And it really, what we do as organists, it isn't matched. What we have isn't matched with our what you're given as money. But I don't think any of us can really do anything else. But like this instrument at the Christian Church in Virginia, Illinois. I had played there. I practiced there when I was a young girl, and they were really sweet. They let me get a key, and my father used to sit with me and be there, so I wasn't alone in the church. But that's happened all over in this little town of Virginia, Illinois. They have had about 12 organists from, say, 1920 through now that have come out of this little town of 1700. I think with the interest in historic instruments, we're seeing that churches are going to be able to perhaps get their instrument restored. It's sort of hand in hand. A lot of organists didn't stay with playing the instrument, giving up their Sundays for something they weren't going to get a lot of money for, or the church didn't take care of their instruments, was falling down. But we're finding that changing. Over the last maybe 15 years, there have been colleges that have ramped up their teaching of instruments. We're finding new organs going all over the place. So it is an exciting time. But one of the things that I'm hoping that we can do out of this project is to find organ builders that are really interested in these early organs of the 1900s and being able to hopefully get through Carnegie to see if they can help with a fund that we can also make another grant request to help these people in the churches that don't know where to go. Sometimes it's way beyond tuning, that we can have them sing again.
Paula Romano talking with us about pipe organs Andrew Carnegie helped make possible for many churches and local centers. She says there were more than 200 in Illinois. She's working to find out how many still exist. You can learn more at our website at statewideshow.com.